Activision Blizzard is dealing with a massive crisis stemming from a culture of sexual misconduct that even the CEO was reportedly aware of. Here's what you need to know about the latest controversy in the gaming industry. I'm Roger Chang, and this is your Daily Charge. Joining me to discuss what's going on with Activision is CNET gaming expert Oscar Gonzalez. Welcome, Oscar.
Hey, it's great to be back.
So there's a lot to unpack here, so let's go back in time a bit. When and how did all of this get started?
Well, so we have to explain something real quick. Activision Blizzard is the name of the parent company, but the problems are really happening with Blizzard. Blizzard is responsible for the Diablo franchise, Warcraft, Overwatch. So it is a very major developer. And over the course of several years, there's been multiple allegations made against the developers, some very senior developers, and the allegations is that it was a very frat boy culture, to where it went from, just a sort of sexual misconduct, sexual harassment, but also there's been charges of allegations of rape. So it has been going on for years where these developers that have been in charge were basically taking advantage of other females, female workers at the company. And it's something that has been there, but it's just recently has been brought to light.
Right. And it's gotten so bad that California regulators have actually gotten involved, right?
Exactly. So over the summer, California, there is a Department of Fair Employment and Housing that filed a lawsuit against Activision Blizzard. And the lawsuit accused the developer of discriminating against female workforce. So it wasn't allowing women to rise up the corporate ladder, if you will, as it should. And also that, again, the frat boy culture. So that was a big shock that happened in July. And then since then, the federal government has also jumped in with its own lawsuits against the company.
And, you know, there have been a number of reports, many, many reports about the toxic culture of the company. I'm curious if what some of the more disturbing examples or reports have been about.
The first, the workplace discrimination, that women were paid less for the same job and that they were scrutinized more heavily than their male peers. So, and it was a constant barrage of harassment. There was a lot of, again, the frat boy culture where there was parties and a lot of alcohol. And there's a big sort of reveal that happened not long after the lawsuit that some of the developers, they had a Cosby suite, a Bill Cosby suite. Now, there was even an incident where a female employee who committed suicide because of a toxic relationship with a supervisor at Blizzard. And then also recently there was another accusation where a woman accused of an employee of rape. So it runs the gamut of all this sexual misconduct, from general just sexual harassment to, again, all the way to a so toxic and involving rape, and also people taking their own lives because of how bad it's been.
Wow. So this has led to the departure of some key video game executives and leaders, right? There actually has been some movement on this front.
I'll put it this way. There's a combination of, there's executives who have left the company because it was under their watch. All this is happening. Then also the company has let go of more than, dozens of employees that were the ones that were accused of all this toxicity. So you have the executives that are leaving, and then also the employees that have been let go. So yes, there has been a fair amount of people that have been that are no longer with Blizzard because of this lawsuit, these allegations coming to light.
Now that we're caught up, what's sort of the latest with Activision's CEO Bobby Kotick?
Well, last week the Wall Street Journal reported a scathing article that came to light that CEO Bobby Kotick was actually aware of these allegations since 2018 at least, and didn't do anything. There has been a big backlash over this. And there's also been other information brought to light. When this allegation started coming, when this lawsuit came up in July, there was a letter sent around within the company from the one of the sort of HR people, but it ends up that it was actually, well, that the accusation is that the CEO, Bobby Kotick, actually wrote it. And so because of that, it is really caused, the whole industry to put the spotlight on Activision Blizzard. Now that we know that even though Blizzard was doing all of this, and again, Blizzard is its own entity that answers to the Activision brass. And now we're understanding the Activision brass knew what was going on. So now they're being focused on by everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I mean, it wasn't just recently, right? The as you said, sort of the initial reaction that Activision, the initial statement that Activision put out a while back, had been widely criticized, right? Like, this has been the tone deaf response has been something that I think folk critics have raked the company over the coals with, right?
Right. It's been very. There's been a very minimal amount of, you know, looking deep and trying to remedy these problems. They're taking it very, they're giving the public a presence that they're taking everything very lightly. Even though there may be stuff going on in the background, they're not being very clear with it. And again, they let people go. The executives have been resigning, but still, there is not a lot going on there. And it caused the employees to, they did a walkout last week, and they are very, they want the CEO to go.
Right. And this isn't just something that's been taken up by the employees, right? There have been some other business partners and other companies in the industry. I mean, what are they saying about all this?
Well, the two biggest names that came up were the bosses of PlayStation and Xbox. So the PlayStation boss is Jim Ryan. The Xbox boss is Phil Spencer. These are the guys in charge of these platforms. And because of them, they are saying, well, they both put out letters to their employees. In the case of Jim Ryan, he was very critical of Activision Blizzard and how they're taking this and what's going on there. But in the case of Phil Spencer with Xbox, he made a very clear statement that we are looking, in his words, we are looking at reevaluating our relationship with Activision Blizzard. Again, a very big deal when one of the three console platforms bosses is saying, hey, we're now not knowing about our relationship with Activision Blizzard, which is a huge publisher. They make the Call of Duty franchise. Again, you know, they are responsible for every year tens of millions of games sold. They are responsible for billions of dollars. And now the Xbox platform is saying, we don't know what's going on. Those are the big accusations, those are the big concerns, having these two bosses say, hey, you guys screwed up, and we need to know more.
All right. Well, this is clearly not the end of this controversy. There's still a lot to go. There's obviously folks calling for Bobby Kotick to resign, so we'll keep you all updated on that. Oscar, thanks for your time. You can check out all of our Activision coverage on CNET.com. If you have any questions, hit us up on Twitter at The Daily Charge, or send for direct text messages from me by heading to cnet.co/dailycharge. If you liked what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Roger Chang. Thanks for listening.